B'tochen for life, Shir 1744, Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Bracha in everything that they do. Coming off of a Yom Tiv of Chayrus, a Yom Tiv of Emuna, a Yom Tiv of internalizing Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's important to understand how we go into the summer with these foundations. Because the foundations of Pesach are supposed to drill into us the concepts of Yitzias Mitzrayim for the long term. A person who lives with the ideas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the reason why we mention it twice a day, a person who lives with his ideas is a person who's going to have emunah and subsequently bitachon. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the nisim that took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the foundation of our emunah. And the more we repeat it, the more we ingrain it in ourselves, the more we will feel it. And it's important to understand that the world announces not like that. When we live in the world, we associate with people, we see what goes on. We constantly get bombarded with messages that are contrary to Emunah and Bitachon. And that's why it's so foundational to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again and again and again. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher yitzeisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam that took you out of Mitzrayim. I demonstrated Hashkacha Pratis. I demonstrated my control in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have to constantly remind yourself of that if you want to be Zeicha to live with Emunah. That's what we should come away from this Yom Tov with. The concept that the more we repeat to ourselves, Yitzias Mitzrayim, obviously with thought, if you say it without thinking, you're not going to internalize it. But when you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again and again, it will go in. And you'll start changing your perspective. You'll start seeing the world through the Ribbono Shel Olam's perspective, the true perspective. Emunah, Bitachon, the Ribbono Shel Olam's in control of this world and nobody else. Not the doctor, not the boss, not the professional. Nobody has any say in what goes on in this world. Obviously, the world doesn't think that and the world doesn't say that. And they constantly bombard you with the opposite message. But the more we repeat it to ourselves, the more we'll feel it. Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that has to be constantly repeated to ingrain in us the foundations of Emunah and Bitachon.